友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
弟兄姊妹，我们请在主面前再次肃立，我们一起来恭读圣经主的话语。
Brother and sister, all rise, please. Let's read our Lord's words.
请哥林多后书十一章一到六节。但愿你们宽容我这一点愚妄，其实你们原是宽容我的。我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。假如有人来另传一个基督，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容让他也就罢了。但我想，我一点不在那些最大的使徒以下。我的言语虽然粗俗，我的知识却不粗俗。这是我们在凡事上向你们众人显明出来的。求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord be blessing be with all of us.
今天我们要一起来思想的这个题目。
Today, our theme, our title of the sermon is,
可以说有一分的沉重。
Kind of heavy topic.
叫做纷争当中神的心意。
God's will in strife.
我们一起来思想哥林多后书系列的正道已经进入到第十六讲。
Let us reflect on the teaching we have been doing for the second Corinthians, and we're reaching the last part.
我们逐章逐节的来仔细思想这一卷书。
We're reflecting on each of the chapter, each of the verses that we have read about this book.
上次我们讲到，当进入到第十章，哥林多后书就进入了最后的一个段落。
Last time when we talked about this, beginning from chapter 10, we're seeing Second Corinthians come to the last section.
那么这个段落呢，是整个所有保罗书信当中可以说最严厉的一段。
In all of Pauline epistles, this section contains the toughest words.
同时也是最具使徒个人色彩的一段。
It's also have the most personal, is the most personal section related to the apostle.
我们说保罗的心情，他的见证都再再显明在这百般的艰难当中。
Well, all these words have shown that through all these trials and tribulations.
那么他的侍奉一直是以主为中心的。
His ministry is always centered upon Jesus Christ.
目的是使人顺服主。
Aimed at people's obedience to Christ, in Christ.
在与撒旦的属灵征战当中来靠主得胜。
And rely on Christ alone for victory against Satan.
讲到这个纷争当中神的心意啊。
But now we see the God's will in strife.
我们知道在教会当中圣经告诉我们啊，要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We know that in church that we preach about, we should make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
教会里面应该有合一的见证。
We want to show the testimony of unity.
避免纷争。
To avoid strife.
但是今天的这段经文，刚才我们已经读了一部分。
But today's passage, we read a part of it.
就是讲到在教会里面，保罗与假使徒和假使徒的跟从者的纷争。
It's talking about the strife between Apostle Paul and the false apostles.
那我们要问一个问题， 难道在这个纷争当中还会有神的心意吗？
So the question for us is there God's will in strife?
那么首先呢，我们要回到圣经当中。
Let's go back to our scripture.
啊，把我们人自己的想法，把我们自己的偏好都放在一边。
Put aside our personal opinions.
啊，我们知道人一般想到这个纷争，当然一定是不好的。
When we think about strife, there's all negative things that we can think of.
圣经当中确实也多次的教导提醒我们这个纷争是不好的。
And in scripture many times it taught us that yes, the strife is not good.
那么首先我们先来看这些的经文和教导。
Let's see the scriptures here.
雅各书三章十六节，这里明讲在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的。
James chapter 3 verse 16 For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil things are there.
箴言16篇28节乖僻的人播散纷争传舌的人离间密友
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 28 A perverse man sows strife and a whisperer separates the best of friends.
更多后书12章第20节这是我们下次要仔细去思想经文这里提出一节来保罗说我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的你们见我也不合你们所想望的又怕有纷争嫉妒恼怒结党毁谤谗言狂傲混乱的事
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 20 For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I wish and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish.Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults.
箴言22篇第十节
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 10.
赶出亵慢人，争端就消除，纷争和羞辱也必止息。
Cast out the scoffer, and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease.
马可福音三章二十四到二十五节，若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。
Mark chapter 3, verse 24 to 25. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
罗马书十二章十七到十八节
Romans chapter 12 verse 17 to 18
不要以恶报恶众人以为美的事要留心去做若是能行总要尽力与众人和睦
Repay no one evil for evil Have regard for good things in the sight of all men If it is possible as much as depends on you Live peaceably with all men
所以我们看到圣经当中除此之外当然还有许多许多的经文都讲到关于纷争
So we saw in the scripture many many verses talk about the strife、
啊、我们要知道首先第一点我们回到圣经里面创世之初在伊甸园里面在始祖犯罪之前有没有纷争啊没有
First foremost, when we come look at the scripture, we see there's in the beginning of God's creation, there's no strife.
在新天新地，在以后在天家天堂里面有没有纷争
？Is there strife in the new heaven and new earth?
也没有。
No.
哎，那我们也知道这个纷争不是神的善良纯全的旨意。
We know strife is not God's perfect will.
所以我们看到圣经里面多次的提醒我们告诫我们在教会当中我们要避免结党纷争
You see many times in the biblical teaching that the Bible teaches do not have strife do not have
sections
yeah,
那我们也知道神不喜悦他的儿女当中有纷争
We also know God does not want strife among his children
这点非常的清楚
It's very clear.
但同时呢刚才我们说了当我们回到整全的圣经回到圣经里面同时我们也有另外一些的经文告诉我们。
But at the same time, when we look at the Bible as a whole, and the scripture, it also tells us.
为什么我今天 看着这段经文，哥林多后书第十一章啊，就讲到这个教会里的纷争，在这个纷争当中，到底神有什么样的心意呢？
In the second Corinthians chapter 11, we talk about the strife and what's God's will in the strife.
啊，我们先来看一些的经文，路加福音十二章四十九到五十三节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 49 to 53.
啊，大家注意，今天我们要看比较多的这个圣经的经文啊。又是中文又是英文所以请弟兄姊妹能够一步一步这个跟得上我们也尽量稍微讲得慢一点啊。
Yeah, we'll have many verses today, so we'll ask each brother and sister have your patience and but also follow us step by step.
这一段的经文呢是很多时候人有意无意常常去回避的也不去多想的。
This verse is sometimes we intentionally avoid it.
因为主耶稣说我来要把火丢在地上倘若已经着起来不也是我所愿意的吗
Jesus said I came to send fire on the earth and how I wish it were already kindled
你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗我告诉你们不是乃是叫人纷争
Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I'll tell you not at all but rather division
从今以后一家五个人将要纷争三个人和两个人纷争两个人和三个人纷争
From now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two, and two against three.
哦下面大家自己看就好了父亲儿子儿子父亲等等这个家人相争
We're seeing the remaining verses, there's fathers between father and son, and mother and daughter and the family, have all this strife.
这个一开始刚看的时候让我们会很不理解呀
We do not quite understand it when we first read about these verses.
明明讲神不喜悦纷争。
But Lord doesn't like strife among his children.
但是耶稣来说我又要在地上甚至在家庭当中要起纷争。
But yet, Lord said, you know, he came to this world to send the divisions.
那我们再来看在约翰福音七章四十三节啊。
John chapter 7, verse 43.
这里讲到说于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争。
So there was a division among the people because of him.
使徒行传15章第二节说保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论。
Acts chapter 15, verse 2. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them,
这里讲到的是耶稣是使徒哎。
This is talk about Jesus here and also the apostles.
所以从圣经当中我们看到主耶稣和使徒啊等一下我们马上来看包括这个旧约的很多的这些先贤伟人呢许多人都是纷争的原因和纷争的这个当事人。
From the Bible, we see that Lord Jesus, the apostles, and also the great men of the Old Testament, many of them were the cause of strife.Or parties involved in it.
甚至他们都没有在这个纷争当中置身事外。
They did not put themselves outside of the stress.
都参与在其中。
There were parties involved in it.
那同时还有一点也是给我们一个很重要的提醒在圣经整个历史上记载了这一类人的名字。
At the same time, the name of this group of people also recorded in the Bible history.
有时候教会里面一提到这些人的名字就这样一串就出来了。
We will see many of these names in the scripture.
可拉、大贪、亚比兰、申巴拉、多比亚、基善、徐米乃、丢特菲、铜匠、亚历山大等等等等。
Kora, Dathan, Abiram, Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, Himenius, Diotrephes, Alexander the Coppersmith,
谢谢弟兄，这都非常难翻译，有的美国人他们都读不准的。这一串人的名字，到底这些人都做了些什么事情呢
？What did all these people do？
他们都是跟在教会历史上，在神子民当中很多的纷争是有关系的。
They were all related to many of the divisions among God's people。
我们来看一看。
Let's see it。
在民数记十六章记载了一件事情。
Numbers chapter 16, verse 1-3.
这里呢就讲到可拉大贪亚比兰还有另外一个叫安的。
This is talk about the Korah and Dathan and Abiram.
那么呢，这些人同着以色列会中的250个首领。
They together with 250, leaders of the congregation.
啊，就是有名望选入会中的人，这都是为首的。
They're men of renown.
然后呢，在摩西面前一同起来，就聚集攻击摩西、亚伦。
They gather together against Moses and Aaron.
啊。他们说什么呢？说你们擅自专权，全会众个个既是圣洁，耶和华也在你们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？
Said to them, you take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?
我看到摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候啊，突然就平地起风浪、哦、这一大群的这些的首领就来控告摩西和亚伦。
We saw that after Moses led the Israel people out of Egypt, and all of a sudden this thing is happening, this, all these leaders came up against them.
说你们擅自专权了。
He said, you take too much upon yourselves.
为什么神单单跟你们说话呢？不也通过我们说话吗？
Is the Lord only speaking to you? Why now the Lord speaking to us as well?
当然我们也知道后面的这个故事。
We know what happened afterwards.
那么下面呢，我们来看以斯拉记。
Let's see Ezra.
以斯拉记那里讲到犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为以色列耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长。
Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord of God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's house.
实际上呢，这些人的名字在后面啊，以斯拉记后面也都有记载下来，一大串我们就没有列在这里啊。那他们说什么呢？哎，对所罗巴伯和族长以色列族长说，请容我们与你们一同建造。因为我们寻求你们的神，我们拜的是一样的神。
He said, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do."
自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们也常祭祀神的。
And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here.
但是呢，这个所罗巴伯啊、耶稣雅还有其余以色列的族长呢，很不给面子。
But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's house did not really give them, did not accommodate their request.
他们说，我们建造神的殿与你们无干。
They said, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God.
哇，结果后面就是很大的这个纷争，攻击就出来了。
Then we see there's many strifes and attacks from these people, to the Israel people.
不单是重建这个圣殿。在尼希米记重建城墙也是这样子。
Not just about rebuilding the temple, but also want to rebuilding the walls.
所以我们这个读经照刚读到这个地方，教会的读经计划。
Yep, then we see this Nehemiah.
那么这里讲到啊，尼希米说，我告诉他们我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build.
然后这个申巴拉、多比亚和基善他们就说什么呢？就在嗤笑说。
The Sembalat, Tobiah and Geshem, they said,
说你们要做什么？要背叛王吗？
What is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king?
我回答他们说，天上的神必是我们恒通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us, therefore we his servants will arise and build, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem.
这是一些名字写在旧约圣经当中的人物啊，可兰大贪等等。
Many of these names were written in the Old Testament.
那么同样在新约当中也有一些的名字被记载在圣经当中。
There are also many names in the New Testament.
比如提摩太前书第一章十九二十节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, 19, 20.
说到有人丢弃良心就在真道上如同船破坏了一般 其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再谤读了。
Having faith and good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
那么约翰三书啊，第三章第九，约翰三书不是第三章啊，第九，我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特菲不接待我们。
Third John, verse 9, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us.
然后前面在后书四章十四节，就是这个铜匠亚历山大，保罗说他多多的害我，主必照他所行的报应他。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works.
所以我们看到圣经当中一方面神的教导，神绝不喜悦看到纷争。
So we see in the scripture that our Lord does not want to see stripes among his children.
但是另一方面我们似乎又看到这个纷争也是有的时候是神愿意的。
Well, but we also see the scenes that are described in the scripture recorded there that the Lord is willing.
耶稣、使徒、旧约当中的伟人，他们也都曾经这个 involve 到啊，参与到许多的这个纷争当中。
Whether it's Jesus, the apostles, or the great men in the Old Testament, we see many times they were cause of the strife or there were parties involved in it.
好，那我们到底怎么去看这个纷争？在纷争当中会不会？有的时候有神的心意呢。
So how do we view the strifes? Is there God's will in the strifes?
这里有一节的经文要和大家来分享。
One verse that we're going to share with everyone.
这节经文呢，在哥林多前书第十一章，也就是我们每一次领圣餐之前，我们常常读的这一段的经文之前啊，讲到这个圣餐的上下文的时候，提到这句话。
This is in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18 to 19. This is before the Holy Communion, the scripture we usually reference in the Holy Communion.
但是这一节的经文，我们和合本中文的翻译呢，这个不是非常的准确，不能够完全的体现出来它原文的意思。
So, the translation in the Chinese version may not be fully reflecting what's in the original text.
那这个英文的这个版本的翻译比较的更清晰一些。
The English translation is a little bit more clearer.
这段经文是这样说的啊，哥哥前书十一章十八到十九节，十八节说，第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。然后第十九节说，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。这是和合本的翻译。
The verse 18, for first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part, I believe it. 19, for there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you.
那么这个和合本中文翻译成是有经验的，英文版本翻译成 approve, 这个词呢，在希腊文原文叫做 dokimos。
So in the Chinese version, the name means experience, but really in the English translation is approved. In the original text in Greek, that means dokimos.
这个 dokimos 什么意思呢？下一页啊，我们等一下再给大家来具体的解释。
In the next page, we'll explain this further.
所以这个有经验的在新译本当中就把它翻译成叫做经得起考验。
So in the newer translations of the Chinese version, they will talk about it's being approved.
那我就直接来读这个中文版本，这个地方就不用翻译了，因为英文的翻译是比较清楚的。新译本怎么翻译呢？说你们中间会有分党结派的事，这是必然的，为的是要使那经得起考验的人显明出来。那再读一个版本是中文吕振中译本，吕振中译本呢是这样翻译。说为要让被试验为可取的人在你们中间显明出来，你们中间总不能没有派别的啊，是这样的翻译。那么另外这个 显明出来呢 ，recognize 啊，那中文的翻译比较清晰，就是 manifest, evident, 证明出来，就是这个意思。就是讲到这个 recognize, 这部分都不用翻译了啊。好，那我们下面就来看到底这个 dokimos 是什么意思。
Let's see what dokimos really means.
这个显明呢，在哥罗前书啊第三章十三节，同样一个词也出现过，说个人的工程必然显露，就是大家知道像火经过一样，用火来试验这个显露 ，manifest 是同样的，原文同样的词在这里又出现。
The same word also used in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13 is talking about each one's work will become clear. The clear here also means dokimos.
好，那么现在回到这个 approve 这个 dokimos 是什么呢？它本来呢是讲到这个钱币被 approve 啊，金钱的钱币硬币被 approve 是这个意思。
So in the original meanings, the dokimos means the coins will be approved.
就是在古代呢，那个时候它不是有很多的这个纸币，这个钱币都是什么金银这种重金属的。
In the ancient times, there's no paper money. All the monies were made from the metal.
那么这个硬币铸出来以后呢，边上就会有一些边缘的这个刺啊不均匀的地方，所以出厂之前就会把它shape 就刮一刮，把它刮的均匀一点。
Yeah, in the, when the coin was made, they usually was from rough edges before they come out. So after they come out, they would usually shape them, make it smooth.
但是进入到市场以后
，But when they go into the market,
那么有的人呢，他就投机取巧。
There are people trying to take opportunity there.
他呢就拿一个刀子，这个因为本来这个硬币周围它也不是很规则均匀嘛，都有这个 shape 的痕迹，它就再 shape 又再刮下来一些。
They'll shape more of the coin.
那就刮下的这部分金银就是他自己的。
Now they can keep that part they shaped off.
等到市场上再去使用流通的时候，就不再是一个足值的一个金币或者银币了。
When the coin going back to circulation, there's not a full value as before.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道今天我们如果拿一个这个。比如说一个 quarter 周围很多硬币，中国的硬币周围也有什么一道一道的棱，对不对啊？
Yeah, we see it in today's coins when we made those quarters or in the Chinese coins, we also see that there's many, kind of small edges around the circle there.
您知道这是为什么吗？
Why is that?
其实现在那个都是一个钢的或者一个铜的，根本不值钱，它是不需要做这个事情的。
Well, today is the material is either steel or the copper, so it's not really worth to shave off.
这个呢就是从历史上传下来的，只知其一不知其二，因为后来古代的很多贵重金属的硬币周围就要做成一圈一个一个的这个棱的这种痕迹的硬币。
It's just coming from the old tradition because the old ancient times trying to avoid this kind of behaviors, they're trying to make those coins with those edges.
这样的话如果有人拿刀去 shape, 从边缘一 shape 就能看得出来了，因为原来是有棱的，现在没有了啊，就知道有人在作假。
Yeah, so if those people trying to shave off those coins, they will see, okay, well, that's become obvious that somebody did something to it.
所以你现在看到现在的这个硬币上有这个东西，你就知道它是怎么来的了。这个典故是在这里。
Well, now you know the reason why we have those kind of shapes in today's coins as well.
那在雅典圣经那个时代呢，那时候还没有做出这个边缘的这个棱齿来，但是呢，这个历史文献告诉说，有一个世纪啊，当时就有八种通过八种的法律在雅典啊。就怎么样呢，就禁止人们去把这个硬币不断的吧，因为你越削越小就这个不足值了嘛啊，就是这个是一种欺骗的行为。
In one century, more than eight laws were passed in Athens to stop the practice of whittling down the coins there in circulation.
但是呢有一些兑换银钱的人，这些人呢他们是怎么样呢，他们是有道德，他们是很正直的。
Some money changers were men of integrity.
他们就不接受这些被作假的钱。
They would not accept the counterfeit money.
他们呢就只接受那些真正的足值的啊，这个重量是够的这样的钱，把他们再投入到流通当中去。
They were men of honor who put only genuine full weight money into the circulation.
所以在当时罗马帝国那个时代，用希腊文就称呼这样的这个兑换银钱的人叫做 dokimos.
In old ancient Roman, they called such men as dokimos.
就是 approved.
Approved.
因为他们收到这个钱以后，他们就会去检验，然后检验通过的，他们再把它重新投入到流通。
Yeah, because when these men sold those coins, they will actually inspect them, make sure the only genuine full weight coins going back to circulation.
所以当我们看到这个第十九节哥林多前书十一章第十九节说在你们中间不免有分门结党的人好叫那些 looking mouth 显明出来。
So when we see the First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 19, for there must also be factions among you that those who are the chemos may be recognized among you.
Approved.
Approved.
那么弟兄姊妹我们要晓得一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be clear on one thing.
一开始我们明讲讲得非常的清楚这个纷争本不是神的心意。
The strife is not God's will.
伊甸园里没有天堂里也没有。
It's not in the beginning of God's creation. It's also not in the new heaven, new earth.
那我们要知道神的旨意呢有两种我们以前讲过。一种叫做 perfect will.
When we talk about God's will, we know there's two kinds. There's God's perfect will.
善良纯全的旨意。还有一种叫什么呢叫做神的许可的旨意 God's permissive will.
The other kind is called God's permissive will.
好的那么我们当时说你们中间不免有结党的事情好叫那些经过考验的人显明出来这个是神纯全的旨意还是神许可的旨意
So when we talk about there will be factions among you and there will be strifes do we know that is that God's perfect will or God's permissive will
这是神许可的旨意
It's God's permissive will
对不对、啊、就像是在民数记记载可拉大贪亚比兰
Like in the numbers, we talk about Korah and Dathan and Abiram.
在神的子民当中这样的纷争
But the strife among God's children.
我们知道每一件事情发生都有神的许可
We know that everything happens is being permitted by God.
但是并不是每一件事情都是神所喜悦的
Because not everything is being loved by the Lord.
同样这个法老一次一次的心刚硬不许以色列人去敬拜神是神许可的旨意神任凭
Same thing when Pharaoh has a hardened heart it's because God's permissive will
以色列人来到撒母耳面前说你要给我们立一个王
When the Israel people came to Samuel and saying we need a king
外邦人都用王来治理他们
The other people, the outside people have kings.
圣经也明讲，这不是神纯全的旨意，神不喜悦这件事情。
It's not God's perfect will.
对，神说，他们要立王是不要我做他们的王。
God said is they wanted their own kings because they do not want me.
但是神还是许可给他们立王。
The Lord still permitted that have to happen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。